Hello and welcome to the Pugsley Crew Reviews podcast, where we talk about all manner of films, whether they're good, bad, or anything in between. We'll give them a watch and give you our opinions, and their honest opinions too. Today I am joined yet again by Q9000.
Hiya.
How you doing, dude?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Just chilling. That's about it, really.
Yeah,
I literally watched this film today, so it's fresh in the memory, as best as it can be. For those wondering, this film is Rock and Rule. We can get on with it if you want.
Yeah, I mean, you picked this film, so I suppose I'm going to ask, why did you pick it? What drew you to it? How did you hear about it?
I heard about this. I think I saw like a YouTube clip about it, and I was like, oh, that looks all right. I'll suggest that to Kerr, because, you know, I like rock and roll music. Well, mainly heavy metal and stuff. But I thought it sounded interesting, and I'd say the film is interesting, but at the same time, a bit weird.
Yeah, I mean, how to sum it up quickly for people. A post-apocalyptic cartoon animated film where some kind of mutant dog rock star wants to summon a demon from some other dimension to his dimension through the power of rock and roll and some chick singing.
Yep, pretty much.
That's the entire plot, I think, in 20 seconds.
Yeah, I think that is literally it. There you go. Ta-da. See you next. I'm already joking. One thing I will say is I did like the animation for it. It's like 1983, I think this is from, and I think the animation in it is pretty good. I like the actual style of it as well. I think the characters look weird, especially Mock, which is the villain. He looks really fucking weird to me. I don't know who they based him off. I think it might have been Mick Jagger.
Well, apparently, he was going to be called Mock Swagger.
Yeah, so yeah, and Mick Jagger.
Jagger had problems with it, so he reminded me in a way a bit of something like Mother Brain from the Captain N cartoon.
Oh, yeah. It's a cartoon I haven't seen for a long time.
No, yeah.
Damn, it's Mother Brain as a rock star and a dude. Yeah.
But it is a film where I don't think we could talk about it beat through the plot. Because I've given you the, like, overarching story, but it doesn't feel like there's scenes to it. It's just, like, things happen and there's mini trippy acid music videos almost. It's just not high on plot, is it?
No, the plot is very, very, very simple. It's about a girl and a guy in a band. The girl wants to sing. The guy doesn't really want to let her sing because he wants to be the front man. They end up going to this Mock's house because he finds out she's got a voice to raise the demon or summon the demon, whatever you want to call it. And then he kidnaps her. They go to Nuke York. Not New York, Nuke York. To try and do this gig to bring the demon about. The demon doesn't get fully summoned. She tries to escape, gets caught. They try to help her, and then they get their minds fucking messed with. The other band members. I can't remember the names. And then... I think one of them is Omar. That's one I can remember. And I think her name is Angel. And then there's Mock.
Yeah, her name's Angel. Yeah.
And then they go back to Ohm Town, which is where they started, because that had enough power to bring the demon back. And they do summon the demon, but then they put the demon back by Angel and Omar singing together. Because they told at one point, there's some exposition where Mock is talking to his magic computer, that there isn't one single voice that can send the demon back. She can summon it, but she can't put it back. She starts singing to try and put it back. It's kind of having an effect, but not enough. And then Omar starts singing with her, and that's enough to put the demon back. So basically, it's those two needed to sing together to do it, I guess. Yeah. That's the whole thing of it. So, Yeah. I enjoyed the film, like I was saying to you before. I did enjoy the film, but there's not that much that I can really say about it. Like I said, I liked the animation. I thought Mock looked really weird. And one of the scenes I did like, which I thought was funny, is when they were when the car was pushed from Mock's building. And they start, like, it's out of control because the one guy who's awake can't drive. And then it almost hits a woman. And he's like, oh no, the bag lady! And then they end up in a pond. I also thought that scene was quite funny as well, because the cop is like, yeah, I'm going to arrest you for whatever the code is, for being in a public fountain. And he's like, you're lucky I don't get you for this, whatever the code is. Bathing without the proper swimsuit or something like that, swimming attire. And I thought that was funny.
Yeah. I mean, there was some real, like, bits in it where the music in the background seemed quite like horror movie music.
Mm.
And it's strange because it's an adult cartoon, but it's like, 1 minute got Saturday morning kids cartoon music, the next minute it's got horror music. There is some stuff in it that I think is a bit disturbing. When they're trying to convince Omar that Angel doesn't want him anymore, Angel's talking to him and going, I'm with Mock now, whatever. And then it's a woman that's a hideous mutant that basically pulls an Angel face mask off to reveal she's like a messed up mutant under it. And I was like, whoa, that is... if I had seen that young, that would have messed me up.
This is a PG as well, I believe.
Yeah. I think, really, this needed like a 12, but whether that didn't exist back then or...
Not sure.
Know, it's...
I also...
I like... Oh, sorry, you go first.
I was going to say, there was another scene that I thought was funny, which, you know, again, for PGs, funny, is it goes to a scene where it shows like Omar and Angel have drove off together or gone off together, and then it shows this car... in one scene, and it's just rocking back and forth, and it's like, clearly that's what's implied. And then obviously it shows Omar and Angel getting it on. You don't see anything, obviously, but they're getting it on, and like someone just opens the door or window or something. It's like, hey, have this. It's like, go away, you pervert.
Yeah, but did you notice her legs sticking out of the car, and like that big ogre thing sniffs her foot?
I didn't notice that, no. Ah, that's crazy. No, I didn't see that.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's a weird film.
I liked one of the... Because there was, I think, was it three... Well, if you count the woman one, there was like four of those ogre-y type creatures.
Yeah.
One of them was clearly quite infantile.
Yeah.
Because he's watching that cartoon thing where it's your Uncle Mikey, and your Uncle Mikey says, if you want to be a good boy, you have to do this and that. And then he's like going... Uncle Mikey says you should do this. Are we villains?
Yeah, basically, yeah. And he's like, and then obviously Mock's like, no, what you got to remember about evil is it means live. If you reverse it, it says spells live, and we all want to live, don't we? And stuff like that. And then he's like, anyway, there's no tooth fairy. There's no Santa Claus, and there's no Uncle Mikey, and throws the Uncle Mikey teddy away. It's like, that must be cruel.
But it's nice that paid off, that in a way, that ended up being his ultimate comeuppance, because it was that like infantile one got killed, and it was his brother throwing Mox down the hole for, you know, you hurt my brother sort of thing.
Yeah, you killed my brother, and then he throws him in the hole with the demon and ends up going wherever the demon goes. But I don't know what his name was, Sip or something. He protects Omar, I think, because he's like, yeah, I want to be good. And then ends up dying, like.
I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah.
And, especially if you're into animation and you've not seen it, I think it's definitely worth a watch.
I agree. Like I said, I enjoyed it. But at the same time, I can't specify like certain points of the film to discuss, really, apart from the few I've mentioned. It's really strange. I've never watched a film for the podcast and come away thinking, what can I say about this film? Even though I liked it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's weird.
Yeah, it's strange because it's enjoyable, but it doesn't really seem to give you a lot to talk about because a lot of the themes are glossed over, very basic.
Yeah.
It's more style over substance, maybe. But the style's good. When it was listing all the famous singers in it, I was like expecting, because it says Deborah Harry, who's obviously the lead singer of Blondie.
Yeah.
I was thinking she'd voice a character. And I don't think they do. I think they've just listed the singers as voices for being in there for their music.
Yeah. I have no idea. I assumed she had something to do with Angel.
I could be wrong. I didn't think so. It didn't sound like
I don't
her,
think.
But...
I don't know. I thought it might have been her singing the parts, like, if that makes sense.
Maybe she was her singing voice. I forget that, because in some films, if they've got an actor that can't sing, you've got, like, a character will be, you know, Rebecca's the speaking voice and Deborah Harry's the singing voice. Or yeah, maybe it was that.
I'll have a look.
I did read that they apparently wanted Tim Curry to play Mox, but couldn't afford him.
Ah, right.
And if not Tim Curry, David Bowie, but they couldn't afford him. And I'm like, I do think it would have been cool if they got Tim Curry as Mox.
It would have been cool if they had him as Mox, yeah. Yeah, it seems like she's done the song for, it's called Angel's Song, so, yeah. There you go. It seems like that they had... different people voicing them to different people singing them. Must have been it. And it's funny, apparently, though, because the last film we watched had one way or another.
Exactly, there's a connection there.
Yeah, so wasn't intentional, but there you go. We have to look at something from this film now that links to another film and then do that from now on.
I was going to say it's like the 5 degrees of Kevin Bacon, isn't it?
Yeah,
where you can link any do things through Kevin Bacon through 5 steps. I feel bad mentioning this now because you might get us to watch it and it's a fate worse than death, but have you ever seen the Star Wars Holiday Special?
I have not seen it.
It's awful.
We will watch it. We will give it a shot.
But there's a 10-minute animated short that's part of the Star Wars Holiday Fest special,
right,
which introduces Boba Fett. And apparently the production company responsible for this film was responsible for that animated part of the Star Wars Holiday special.
All right. That's interesting. Probably,
now you're going to make us find that and watch it.
Yep, definitely.
And it is
weird.
Because
I'm a bastard. yep, that's me. Yeah, I think this is going to be a short one. I don't think I have much else to say about it, so we're probably going to end here, which is roughly half the amount of time that we usually go. But it's not much I can say about it other than I think people should watch it. It is enjoyable. It's enjoyable. It's a bit weird. It's an adult animated film, but it's also PG. So, like, there's not like any real violence in there. There's not like any nudity, which, you know, is a cartoon. So,
a lot of implied things, isn't there?
There's some implied things, but there's not much of actual seeing things. If you know what I mean, so. I understand why it's a PG, but then I don't understand so much why it's like an adult. This is like, I don't know. It's just me being, I don't know, weird, I guess. It's an alright film, though. And I think I'd probably give her, it's a better than average, but not much. I would say it's a 6 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd agree.
It's not as good as the last one we
watched. Definitely watch it if you're into animation and you want to see something that... because I can't name anything else that's exactly like this. It is kind of very much its own thing.
Mm. closest film I can think of it being to is Transformers the movie. Not because of the animation style, not because of the story, but because there's a lot of music throughout the fucking...
Yeah.
That's it. It's the only little link I can think of is this. It's like a music video film, which kind of like the Transformers movie was also the same.
Oh, yeah.
But otherwise, nothing alike at all.
No.
In any way, shape, or form. So there you go. But yeah, I think that is going to be us. Like I said, it's a very short episode compared to usual. But I don't think either me or Kerr has much to say about it other than give it a watch. It's a decent film. I've seen much worse for this podcast and just in general.
Yeah.
We will look for the Star Wars Christmas special and we will watch that because that sounds fun. there you go. Yeah. So, thank you everyone who's tuned in. And we will see you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.